I spent tens of thousands of dollars on this venue, and now I'm going to spend the next week or so just to return it all because they had me fenced out.
Davis's sports bar was surrounded by fences with green mesh coverings, so people couldn't really see it. It was one of only a handful of restaurants inside the area secured by Secret Service that stayed open during the convention. According to Davis, most of the others in that area were rented by large groups to use privately. She said she was trying to negotiate a similar deal, but it fell through at the last minute.
In May, they said that they couldn't sign the deal, but they couldn't say why. So, this is just my opinion. I think that they found out where the fence was going to be. And it's like, this is just, of course, my opinion. I think that they found out where the fences were going to be and was like, I don't want to be locked out. So they decided not to sign on with us.
Davis is also upset that city officials and convention planners didn't do a good enough job of keeping her in the loop about how security plans would affect her business. She said she had 30 employees who needed to be credentialed to go to work and only 4 permits for parking.
So I had to spend most of my time and gas to go pick up employees to bring them to work. They didn't even give me my car placards until Sunday afternoon, so I couldn't even open Sunday. So I lost one whole day of business.
It was so bad, Davis is worried the restaurant might not bounce back. She said she's seriously considering filing a lawsuit.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking into it. And like I said, I'm not trying to get rich here. I just want to be made whole.
Most of Davis's employees are tipped workers. That means she's able to pay them less than minimum wage. But with the lackluster turnout of patrons, it left them flat broke.
Because a lot of my employees have, and especially in the summertime, they have second jobs. They gave up those second jobs to work here because this was supposed to be such a big moneymaker. So many people were supposed to come through the luxury box, and they were here to show people that were coming to Tampa a good time, and it just did not happen.
Some employees who worked outside the secure area but still inside the city's established event zone didn't fare much better. Stephanie Lorenzo is a cashier at Taco Bus on North Franklin Street. She agreed that the hyped-up projections of commerce in downtown hurt businesses and their employees, who thought they were just being prepared.
We actually ordered some, stocked extra stuff, and we also brought in extra people to help out, with the cooks and everything. And by the end of the week, we didn't really need as many as we had brought on.
And all those extra employees had to battle with finding a place to park, too.
They had to pay $10 parking every single day, which is double the amount that they normally paid. So they were actually losing money,
But across the street at a coffee shop called Indigo, employees were happy with their Republican convention experience.
Yeah, we made better than usual, so especially for the summertime in Florida,
That was Katie Sankovich, the shop's manager. Most of their sales came from police officers, who were offered a half-off discount all week. As for parking, Sankovich said they had 2 parking spaces in a private lot, and when that wasn't enough, there was plenty of parking on the street. She added city officials made it easy for the business to prepare.
Definitely were informed. They were all really great. If we had questions, we could, call someone and ask, and they would let us know, definitely.
Janet White, the chef at Jerk Hut on Twiggs and Tampa Street, said officials told her to expect higher than normal volume. That expectation didn't pan out, though.
Everybody come in and say, we're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to make some money because people can come from all over. So business went good for us. No business.
White said those who did come in for a taste of the islands weren't delegates or journalists like she expected.
Well, some of them is the police. Most of the people we get, the police, them walking on the street.
Delegates did shop at the Americana Emporium. It's a temporary store set up to sell convention stuff like T-shirts, bumper stickers, and coffee mugs, most of which have anti-Obama catchphrases written on them. Sean Lowe has been working there and was blasé about last week's sales.
It was kind of what we expected, maybe a little less, just because it was so hard to get around downtown.
Just outside the event zone on Palm Avenue is Cafe Hay. There, business was great. Chong Choi, the cafe's owner, said he made sure it would be by organizing events every night, something he thinks other business owners didn't do.
They just bought more things and expected it to happen automatically. But we also have sometimes it's not a boon for us because people get a bit sketched out by this neighborhood, but in this situation, we weren't downtown, which was essentially turned into a cordoned off security area, which made it incredibly uncomfortable for anybody to go to.